broadcasting from the Mediterranean yet again.
This is Home Time with Bush and Richie in Ibiza.
How's it going? This is Absolute Radio on a Saturday night. This is a change to the normal schedule. Normally at this point it would be my indie disco, but we've upgraded you for one weekend for a very special extra home time show. Richie and I in Ibiza. We've just come off stage at Bambacou.
We are officially Ibiza DJs. We have unlocked a new level of spinning songs, and you can find out exactly how we got on next.
This is the Home Time with Bush and Richie in Ibiza.
We've literally just come off stage at Bambacou, the beach club in Ibiza, doing our 80s versus 90s to a crowd that we were worried that, you know, that they're not specifically here to see us. Because we've just turned up and DJed, but everyone had a good time. I feel like we got away with that one.
The second, don't play it down. We've done more than get it away. We blew the roof off the place. The second and final date of our 80s versus 90s world tour after Camden's Electric Ballroom last weekend. Place was popping.
And in true Home Time style, in keeping with the vibe of the Home Time show, where are we? Having just come off stage at this glorious, gorgeous beach club surrounded by palm trees, we've come to what appears to be their kind of like utility room around the back of the gift shop.
Yes, storeroom. I'm seeing a few servers and stuff, but there's also
washing up liquid over there.
Canisters of washing up liquid and fly spray. It's very us.
It's very, very us. But yes, it was great fun. And we've done a two-day tour here. All we're saying is next stop, who knows where, with Home Time and 80s versus 90s live.
Tesco Mobile getting us out here. What a triumph this has been. If you've tuned in for this special show this evening and thinking to yourselves, oh, I can't wait to hear what disaster's happened, you're going to be disappointed, all right?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a triumph. There's a few little stories to tell you about, one of which when we were setting up. Never worked with a noise limiter before. There was a little, sort of like a picture the DeLorean in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And they had to hit a certain speed. There's a very old school digital readout in front of us that we were told, aim for between 88 and 92 on there.
Yeah.
Don't go higher. And if you did, it suddenly changed to say alarm.
Yeah, we set the alarm off a few times. We like to think that was something to do with the audience being whipped into maybe too much of a frenzy.
It's
for
like
a Saturday
an Ibiza
afternoon.
Kind of Spinal Tap element of going up to 11.
Yeah,
isn't
turn
it?
All the way up to 11. But I tell you what, though, it did keep kind of a lid on things. And I'm thinking maybe we can incorporate this technology back at home with, imagine having a limiter on kids' noise or how many questions you can be asked as a parent per day.
Any noise would be just awesome. Go down like a lead balloon, but I'd love it at home.
Can you imagine that, though? I'm really sorry, Thea. I can't tell you what time a spider goes to bed because you've had your 10 questions today. Apologies about that.
I like the fact that when you worked out that, you used one of your children rather than your partner.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to stay out here, do you know what I mean? Do you know what? One thing I've been measuring our past week or so against is, would this be Calvin Harris? Would Calvin Harris do this or not? Would Calvin settle for this? Because obviously he's a famous DJ and we've done a couple of gigs within the space of a week. I'll tell you one thing Calvin Harris wouldn't settle for, Richie, is if he was DJing with another DJ, let's say for argument's sake, Judge Jules.
Yep.
If Judge Jules kept accidentally stealing his drink every 5 minutes, do you think Calvin Harris has his pint swiped whilst he's DJing like you were?
I'm not sure he does. I'm not sure Calvin Harris would go through as many mojitai as I did.
Were you minesweeping? I think you might have been minesweeping. you've got to watch him. You turn your back for a second and he'll have your drink. It's a little bit like a dog will get up on the table and take someone off your plate.
We were both, let me let you in here. We were both doing mojitos through the set. And the way that we had to identify them was you removed your slice of lemon from yours.
Absolutely. Fail safe.
That didn't stop me from just picking up the nearest one.
Straight in there. I've never seen anything like it. Like I said, that's not very Calvin Harris.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie in Ibiza, thanks to Tesco Mobile, the helpful network, and we've literally just come off stage a two-hour set of 80s versus 90s live right here in Bambacou.
They've been empowering our European, well, world tour, really, despite the fact we've only taken in the continent, it's all the mojitai, of Europe. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's fine. Two people just came in and got a load of loo rolls from this room that we're in, so that's quite apt.
We did say
incontinent.
We are in the storeroom, and it's somewhat put me off.
But it's fine. They've gone again now. It's fine.
God bless Tesco Mobile, who have made this world tour happen, though. And they provided us with tour T-shirts that we've been wearing today. Bush, you provided the illustrations on them. But as you'll hear from mid-set, they weren't the easiest to wear.
How do you feel we're doing?
Good. I feel like we're winning them over. I mean, they were looking at us at first, like, who the hell are these two jokers?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like we're getting good eye contact from the pool, which is always a good thing.
I'll tell you what also doesn't happen to Calvin Harris. he doesn't get put in t-shirts that are sweating the life out of you.
Yeah, oh man, it's so hot. It's so hot. These are unbelievable. Not only do we look like we're on a terrible stag do, but we're absolutely sweating gobs in the thickest Fruit of the Loom cotton massive triple XL your dad from the 80s t-shirts.
But with a really good print that you have drawn that has been stuck on the front. But where that is, I feel underneath me, is just a sticky, horrible mess.
I don't want to put a downer on the event, but I've got boob sweat. They don't know that,
no.
But I've got boob sweat.
So as you hear there, you know, DJing whilst, let's be honest, sweating cobs. And I sort of put anyone off their late tea by saying boob sweat, but that's just what it was like.
The irony is, at Camden, I stripped. At Isle of Wight, I stripped. Here at Bambacou, where everyone else, these beautiful bodies,
yep,
people topless, I kept it on.
Good for you, because there was like a kids' party going on just away from us. So it might have just taken a bit of a turn. And I tell you what, the 80s versus 90s is the DJ set that the celebs flock to see.
Is it ever?
And we don't want to make a big thing of this, because we get a lot of celebrities come down and see us DJ, and they don't want to be on Instagram or be named. You know what I mean? Like big names. But we have had John Stones from Manchester City, obviously formerly more famously an Everton defender, used to scare the life out of us trying to nutmeg an attacker in the 6-yard box. But that's by the by. He has been here today whilst we've been DJing, so we've technically drawn John Stones from Manchester City to our DJing set.
Treble winning England international in the house here in Bambacou tonight for Bush and Richie as it popped.
I just want to say to John as well, a big thank you for not, you know, because obviously we were working, he didn't come up. I think you could tell he wanted to get a photo with us, and he just let us get on with it, didn't he,
John? It's really interesting you say that, because that is very much the form, you know. You see these people doing like that. I'm sure he would have desperate to come over and
he was desperate,
you know, take a picture.
He wanted a t-shirt, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, sent to Pep and all that kind of thing, but he left us be, and that was, I really respected him for that.
It's the discretion that we appreciate. It's a home time coming to you from Ibiza with John Stones.
It was an adoring crowd that included, as you would have heard about 15 minutes ago, England international John Stones. Also included Buzz Lightyear and Elsa. A family vibe to a Saturday lunchtime here at the Bambacou Beach Party. And for the younger ravers, Buzz and Elsa making their way around. Elsa looking glorious. Buzz, I don't think it was Disney ratified.
No.
Buzz Lightyear.
Not 100%.
The poor fella, when we posed for a photo with him,
it's like a bag of livers.
It was just dripping.
He had a mask, obviously a Buzz Lightyear mask. He's got a nightmare in there because he's got his wings out, so he kept looking like he was tapping people on the shoulder.
Yeah.
I kept turning around going, "What, mate? I'm DJing." And it was just Buzz Lightyear's wings.
I mean, forget Buzz Lightyear to the rescue. Buzz Lightyear needed rescuing.
God bless him. Let's hope he's having a wash. I tell you what, I mentioned earlier on that the yardstick for this trip to Ibiza, and of course playing in Camden the other weekend as well, has been, would Calvin Harris do that? Would that happen to Calvin Harris? Obviously, similar international fame DJ as us now that we've played in Ibiza. A couple of other observations about whether that would happen to Calvin Harris or not. We were eating chips down the side of the DJ booth. Do you think that Calvin eats like he's got like a plate of chips or scampi fries on the go whilst he's DJing?
I don't think you can rule it out. I think it'd be very easy for us to knock ourselves all the time and say we're not in the same league as Calvin. But I happen to know from showbiz stories that sometimes Calvin does dictate to people, hey, no close-ups. All right.
Oh,
and why would he want to do that? Well, probably because he's eating out of a punnet of chips.
Well, I had my glasses case down there as well. I don't know whether Calvin's got... it's a nightmare though, right? Because obviously we're out in the sunshine. I haven't got my contact lenses with me, so I can't see if I've got sunglasses on. Mm. So do you think that would have made me look like maybe like a 65-year-old hotelier if I'd have had my normal glasses on the top of my head and then my sunglasses on as well? And one other thing as well, some woman asked me whilst I was DJing where's the best place to park the buggy, because she had her kid with her. Yeah. She thought I worked here. Do you know what I mean? That's so not Calvin Harris.
It's so not Calvin Harris, but equally we're in an Ibiza beach club. I think it's a compliment to think that you work here.
I'll take that as a compliment. Okay, fair enough.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
One of the greatest things for me personally about the set earlier on this afternoon was the ability to, and I really hope this doesn't set the head of music at Absolute Radio into a bit of a tiz, but the ability to play some of the songs that we wouldn't be normally allowed to play on the Home Time show.
Yes.
Now, I'm repping the 80s out here, you obviously the 90s, and one of my favourite 80s songs is the fabulous Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. You familiar with it?
Well, if you listen to this now and you're like me, like you never heard of it before, here's a little clip of it.
One night in Bangkok. But the pulse ain't free. You're
It's from the musical Chess. It's absolutely fantastic.
The musical?
Yeah.
Called Chess?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
A musical about chess?
Yeah.
How's that even work? What?
Well, I'll take you to it as a little treat.
Do you know what? I'm all right.
But honestly, I was dancing around the venue when this was on. So put it on, and then obviously it's up to you to select your next 90s song. I am bouncing around this place. Saw some lads, in a little pod, just absolutely
going for it,
some
were they?
Shapes for
I
it.
I bet
yeah,
they were, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did you think of it?
One of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life. I could not believe you were playing it. It's absolute stinker.
I saw you talking to our producer. Is that what you were saying?
Well, our producer, Nick, normally, I guess he's got a good breadth of music.
Eclectic.
He's not as narrow-minded as I am.
Yeah.
So I just said, I don't really like this, Nick. What do you think? And I think Nick said he hated it too and wanted to go home. Well, I tell you what, you're probably sitting there tonight thinking, oh yeah, Bush and Richie's saying it went well. You know, well, how do we know for sure that it went really well? A, check our socials, because there's some great videos on there of us in action, DJing, at Absolute Radio, if you're on Twitter and Instagram. Or have a listen to this right now, because we went out into the crowd, and we didn't pay people to say this. They seem quite pleased with our performance.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Top notch.
Song selection.
The song selection is sick.
It's been good. Good tunes. Got a free T-shirt out of it, so I can't complain.
I thought it was absolutely amazing. I've seen a lot of DJs this year, and I think that was probably the best set I've seen all year.
Now, just because that fella in the middle of all that was pleased with his T-shirt, once again, you know, do not think that we were getting people to saying good things
just
because they wanted sweaty T-shirts of us.
They signed all the forms, we haven't bribed anyone this evening, and they all had a great time.
It's been an absolute triumph. I think for me, the moment that I knew that we'd nailed it was after half an hour of our two-hour set.
Yeah.
When the general manager of Bambaku came round and tapped us on the shoulder and goes, boys, I'm going to turn up the volume. It was almost as if they were kind of thinking, let's keep this quiet. They might tank. You know,
they don't know what they're doing.
Who are these people? And then after half an hour, they've heard us do a good, you know, good quarter of the set and thinking, let's crack this up.
Oh, and do you know what as well? I think one of the funny things about this has been like, you know, we don't really know what we're doing, right? Because there's proper DJs out there. We're not proper DJs. And the guy called Paul, the DJ that's on after us,
yeah.
When you'd played your 80s song, so I was ending with the 90s this afternoon, and he started asking me about what setup we were using and whether we were coming out of the Orcs. And I was just going, yeah, mate, I don't even know what we're talking about. Absolute frauds.
We were talking about Orcs last night, but I think they were Orcas.
Or Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Who knows? The final kind of dust down of our big gig, 80s versus 90s at Bambaku, the Beach Club. Kind of back to reality from here, though, isn't it? Obviously, we'll be back on air on Monday.
We will be back on old England on Monday, which is some form of reality, obviously. We're in a bit of a sticky situation now in that we're done and dusted. Our work here is done. There are no more DJ sets from us. But we haven't got a flight out of here till 4 tomorrow afternoon. So
there's more mischief. We can get up to more mischief.
Yeah, pray for us. The classic rock party is on the way next as we depart Ibiza, but we are very much staying here in spirit.
Make sure you check out all of the socials, some great videos on there, and we'll see you back to normal for home time on Monday.
This is the Daily Takeaway.